T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
This is probably the last show we're ever doing.
What?
And I have to get it out because I just found out something.
What?
First things first, I have to say, did you have a stroke?
No, I know.
What's going on with you?
We had the dentist. They had to numb my whole 3/4 of my mouth. So it's
crucial that everybody understands.
Yes.
When Steve
mush mouth,
he can't pronunciate today.
I can't.
It is. It's going to be a great day. But I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy guy. Okay, I am a conspiracy guy. I need to know if you guys set this up because
This was
there's a lot of stuff going on with like streaming services, and we've been talking about all this stuff, and like Disney's coming out soon, and I'm really excited because when you get the Disney service, my kids will be happy, and then all the Star Wars movies are going to be on there. Mm. And I look over at the lovely and talented Amber and go, hey, you like Star Wars, right? And you know the face you make when you realize the food you just put in your mouth is expired?
Oh, no, she definitely made that face.
I did not make that face.
Yeah.
How would you describe, what face do you think you projected? Because I'm the one looking at your face. And it was like...
It was loathe face. Like she was loathing.
It was...
Recoil face.
Like grimacing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about Star Wars. It was about your reaction to me saying that I'm not like crazy about it. I already knew that you were going to be mad at me. So I was the face was the anticipation of the anger that you're projecting at me.
That's so,
what it was.
But then she said something that made me bond with Amber now too. Yeah.
I don't know what I swear to God, I really truly believe you guys are doing this on purpose because I'm rattled.
Because
I don't like this. Go ahead. Say what you said.
I said, I love the ones with Natalie Portman. I just love Natalie Portman and her costumes were awesome. But yeah, it was bad.
And I like the ones with that Hayden.
Now you're saying it to get under my skin.
That guy, yeah.
You're saying it to get under my skin. I know you because you always go, Jar Jar is the best. You say the things
really
you know that true Star Wars.
Yeah. Hayden's like second. And I feel bad for Natalie and Hayden because they had a carry. Is it three?
Yeah.
Their on-screen chemistry was
arduous journey.
It was an arduous. I just want everybody to understand what's wrong with today's show is not Steve's face. It's it's me.
You are rattled.
I am not happy.
You don't have to be mad.
You feel like you're ganged up on. I feel like I do. I feel like you guys have set this up. Like she's just sitting over there.
I had no idea this was a thing.
And we speak for the moviegoers. All that. Star Wars fans.
Could you keep the spit in your mouth, dude?
Is my face still here?
Right.
It's off-putting.
So I want to try to explain, some behind the scenes on how the show works.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of standing. We all are we're in a triangle and we make eye contact with one another and we're talking or whatever. But right now, if I look at you, there's drool coming out of one side of your face. If I look at Amber, I can't look anywhere right now.
Are you just so mad at me?
You don't like either of us right now. That's okay, though.
I don't.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something else. Let's talk about what I want to say this.
Oh.
Earlier today, Amber made a suggestion, and it was something I was on board for, and now I'm not.
Oh.
What was
I don't even know
Amber,
what you're talking about.
We were going to start having lunches together.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Because
I suggested a bonding time.
We learned something about ourselves. And about the rest of America.
And everyone.
Yes. Wow.
The average American eats 387 meals alone each year.
What?
Yeah. At least one meal a day on average, if not more.
And so after reading that, because you have family, kids, all that stuff, so I thought, for sure, no way do you ever eat alone.
Right. If anyone's eating with people, it's you. But you don't really either.
I don't. I make breakfast for my children, but I don't eat with them.
That's right.
Because I would have to choose which one. They eat at separate times because they have separate school times. And then I get home and eat that meal alone if I eat breakfast at all. And then I eat lunch on my way in here.
That's
so,
right.
And so I started to think I felt bad because you Steve, you don't have anybody in your life.
Right.
And Amber, I believe you have. I'm not trying to be cruel.
No, I agree. That's, yeah.
But Amber, you're in a long distance relationship, right?
Yes.
So I was like, I wanted you guys to feel like we were all bonding and you had somebody to eat with. And like, let's be friends and let's have a meal together. Up until the Star Wars thing.
Ruined it for you.
And now I wouldn't eat with you if you paid me.
Well, Steve and I will eat together.
Yes.
So
we'll talk Star Wars.
That way we can bond even more and you'll feel even more left out.
There's one more food-related thing I'd like to get to, and it's going to bash Steve, and then I'm going to probably go home.
Okay.
I'm literally done with today.
Will it make you feel better to be able to bash me after we just got ganged up on you with Star Wars?
It won't. It's not going to work. But I just found out you're in more of a majority than I ever imagined. There's a thing about you that is, like, really strange that, number one, you're still alive. A quarter of Americans have never put a vegetable in their mouth.
Oh.
And I thought you were, like, one of, like... 3% of people.
Right. This blows my mind.
How?
I don't understand.
How?
This blows my mind too, man.
Who are you people who are eating that? How are you alive?
Right.
For real, how are you alive?
No, seriously.
Your body needs it.
Yeah, your organs are poof. They hate you.
How do you, let's go, I'm all in. How do you poop?
Oh, we're okay.
Yeah, are we there?
Yeah, seriously.
How do you, you need roughage. You need, like,
vegetables.
I
eat a lot of salted in the shell peanuts. Is that close to pushing things through my colon like a bell pepper or whatever those things are?
No, you just get graphic evidence that you've eaten them. But that's
okay.
I don't want to be here, but I'm so.
You're right, dude. I'm ashamed of myself, and I'm now going to jump on the other team.
You're going to.
I didn't realize most of America is not eating vegetables.
Well, it's only a quarter of Americans. That's 25%, but it's like
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Like after the kale phase and all the different vegetable stuff and the impossible meats and all that. Like
keto. They don't really eat. They don't care about vegetables, right? It's all just like meat and whatever. Oh. Maybe this is what's happening. Fats.
That could be it.
They don't do
Everyone went keto, and it's just...
And they don't do vegetable. Well,
or they can do vegetables, just not fruit, I think. And they can't eat the bad veggies.
You're
like,
right. Or carbs.
Yes.
Bad veggies? What veggies are bad?
Corn. It's the only veggies he's ever eaten in his life.
The sugar one.
Is corn? Yes, corn and carrots are like just full of sugar.
The
keto
ones.
Is like not a good thing.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So...
I'm ashamed. 25%. One in four...
Did Dennis just numb your gums?
It's the lack of
How
vegetable.
Deep did they get on that?
You know, Slacker, when you do one and...
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.